Good morning, saints of God. It is an awesome privilege to be with you this morning. I give God praise and I magnify him, for he is good, good, good. Or as we learn Elohim Tov, Kol Hazman. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We're not pronouncing it exactly correct as they would in a proper Hebrew or in Israel, but for Western Christians, that's pretty good. Amen. So I first want to give a shout out to, I got an email this morning from one of our believers, one of our followers, one of our global members. It is from Slovakia, or Slovak Republic. I believe that's in Germany or Russia. Slavic? That sounds Russian, I think. I'm not sure, but I think that's Russian. And it says, dear family in Jesus Christ our Lord, thank you so much, Allie. Great thanks for your YouTube videos. Thanks for learning new look, deep. Anyway, they apologize for their English, because English is not their first language. But God is great. I bow before God by his grace in Jesus Christ. And so even though your English is not very good, I don't think my Russian's very good, or wherever this is from, but wherever you're from, God bless you in the name of Jesus, and thank you. And I'm so glad that you are a member of the body of Christ and a member of the S4C Global family. For Rosemary in Biloxi, I got your prayer request this week, and I will be praying for your boys. Amen. Rosemary in Biloxi, you and I will be praying for your boys. And don't God wants you. All you can do is teach them and tell them. It's up to them to accept it, amen? And many of us have children, relatives, friends, people that we've been praying for years, and they just don't seem to get it. And some of them don't, but it doesn't stop us from praying, amen? So Rosemary, I'm gonna be praying for your boys. God bless you. I heard some disturbing news about Haiti, a 7.0 earthquake in Haiti. I think it was yesterday. And they said it's the devastation, it's bad, it's really bad. Amen, so we wanna be praying for our brothers and sisters, believers in Christ, for that nation, for Haiti and the surrounding areas, because I hear it's not good at all. Some of you ask when things like this go on, is this church doing anything to assist with what's happening there, with the disaster and all that? We're not connected with any legitimate group to actually reach out. It's not that we don't want to, we're just not there yet. And we do what we can for people that contact us individually, but as a whole, we don't have the reach in those different parts yet. The Lord hasn't opened the door for us yet. And so anyone in those areas that are members of our body and they contact us, we do whatever we can. But that's why we're not all over the place whenever something happens, but our prayers are. Our prayers are all over the place. Our prayers are everywhere. We have soldiers around the world that are praying for people around the world. So even if we are unable to put foot on ground or dollars, our prayers are still there. And for my money, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Your prayers will go much further than many other things. Amen. Also, for there is a hurricane or the start of a hurricane in Florida and Alabama in that area, I've heard. So we want to be praying for them. And I think there are fires in Northern California.
Yes. It's reached over into Montana, destroying a smaller community.
Oh, my goodness. They said this is the season. I don't know. It's just, and then we want to keep them lifted up. Haiti, Florida, Alabama, and Northern California. Amen. We want to keep them lifted up. Amen. Do we have many prayers this morning, Nikki?
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay. And so I have a long list from last week. And that's two pages I have from last week. So obviously I cannot go through all of those because of the time restraint. But I do want to call out the names or the names of those that that asked for prayer during the chat last Sunday, and for those that we've been praying for, also been praying for through the week. Revivalist Rod 2021, Anne Marie B, Ginger Snap, CC, Dustin, J Dog, I Maria Yamiki, Vicky D. I think that's our Vicky. Well, we got a lot of Vickys, but I think, yeah. Jamie M, Pippin B, There Is No Consequence, Sarah T, Robert V, Nancy R, Dominic. Speaking of Dominic, did you get the text about Amen? Allie, go close that door back there, baby, before keep the air in. Dominic K, Donnie F, Leanne O, Nazia S, Johnny, Lonely, Gracilia W, and then we have J, Christopher M, Priscilla, Gwen P, Sifundo, Warhammer. My wife talked to, good morning, Saints, good morning. My wife talked to Warhammer last week. Did you talk to Warhammer last week?
Yes, I did.
And boy, I'm telling you, she was grinning from ear to ear when she told me how she talked to Warhammer and how empowering and how incredible that soldier is. And she's been in this for a minute. And I'm just grateful for what the Lord is using Warhammer for. And my wife was, she talked and she's like, wow, she just, so Warhammer, I finally got to meet you vicariously through my wife. Amen. So keep on keeping on. Amen. Whatever we can do to bless you, Warhammer, and to bless the ministry that the Lord has given you, we are there for you. But absolutely our prayers. And Marie B and Sherry C. Sherry, I want to know what happened in court on the 10th. So if you can, I mean, I won't blast it. I won't spray it all over the internet, but I would personally like to know and ask, are we still praying for that situation still? So please let us know what happened in court on the 10th of this month. Amen. All right, it's so awesome to see Zoe and Sensational, yay! And the crowd goes wild.
Well, yay. I have an update on Sherry C.
Sherry C, now tell me about Sherry C.
You just asked about the court date.
Oh, the court date, yeah.
The charges were dropped.
What?
There is still ongoing conflict, but the charges, the false charges against her son were dropped.
Praise God, look at God working, y'all. Oh my goodness. There you go, girl. Amen. God is awesome. And tell us about Sean.
Oh.
Amen. So we've been praying for Brother Sean.
No, Dominique.
I'm sorry. Dominique was having eye problems. We got that prayer request a day or so ago. No, I got it all wrong. Okay, here we go.
Dominique was having back issues.
Back issues. I thought it was his eye.
Let me.
All right, go on, woman. Go on.
Dominic was having back issues over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, and from farm work, that's just not a good thing.
Right.
But Sean said that he's doing better. He's slowly getting better. The pain is subdued.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to sleep. And he's not having constant pain.
Praise God.
Now, Sean is having issues with her eye.
Okay.
And it's affecting her vision. And
okay.
So that's what we're praying.
That's what we pray. Okay. I got it all mixed up. Okay. Amen. So Dominic is getting pharma. That's real. My work is on a computer and in a chair and witnessing the people there. I don't have to lift nothing bigger than my head. Farm work. Now that's real work. that's some real work. Close the door, Benjamin. That's real work. Oh, pastor's coming in. That's some real work. Amen. We're gonna be praying. We're gonna be praying for Sean and Dominique and their family. Awesome. Good morning, Pastor. Awesome, magnificent, incredible family. I mean, the parents of the parents the children and their children, just incredible. And their spouses, their families, just incredible all the way around. So we give God praise. We magnify God for them. We will be praying for Sean and Dominic that the Lord will move on their behalf, because this thing is almost over. Me and Brother Ryan was talking Thursday, and I said, Brother Ryan, I said, I'm just asking the Lord to tape me together, tie it up long enough to keep me going so I can complete my mission. I just want to be strapped together long enough to carry this cross to the past the finish line. Amen. What?
No, I just got reminded of our praise report for Eliza.
Oh, okay. Tell me about that.
Yes. Right. Remember, Eliza was the one who was in the accident, yes, hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, the young lady.
And things, yes, were just, things were bad, getting bad.
Uh-huh.
She had pneumonia. She was on a ventilator. It was just looking really bad.
Right.
This week, we heard that Eliza texted Dakota.
Yes, yes, yes.
This morning, she's walking around. This morning, she's walking around, right? That's the message we just got.
Look at God! Look at God! Oh, that is awesome! That is awesome!
It was not looking good for this young lady. From the information we were getting, it was not looking
good.
No,
it was not.
But God.
But God. Look at God! And now she's up. First she's sending text. Now she's up walking around. Oh my goodness. You can't tell me God is not awesome. God is awesome. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous man availeth much. Your prayers, your passionate, fervent, sincere, heartfelt prayers to God moves the hand of him who moves the world. Amen. Don't tell me our not able. Amen. Look at that. Because I remember that it was like, oh, it ain't looking so hot.
Yeah.
Amen. But look at God. Amen. Praise. Woo! Thank you for that praise report. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. All right, Pastor, what you got? What you got?
Ooh, Jesus. Randy.
Uh-huh.
Randy's marriage is ending, and the ending is due to a lie.
Yeah.
And so he's asking for prayer. He's asking for prayer. Now he said something that I'm not going to say. I am praying for the marriage, and I am praying for the lie to be exposed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
His name is Randy.
Randy.
Yes.
We don't know the spouse's name, but that's okay.
We don't know the spouse.
Amen. That's okay. That's okay. Any more oil in there?
There's a little bit.
Okay. I got to remember to
it
get some more.
It seems like every time, I think there's none in there.
There's a little kind of remind me of that menorah that's supposed to last for what? 2 days?
Yes.
1 day, 2 days, and lasts for 8?
Yes.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able to do exceedingly and great things.
Yes, you are.
Far beyond the mindset, the imagination, the thought of any man. We know that you are the great healer and the great King and the great Lord God Almighty. And we thank you, for there is none like you. Father, what's his name, Randy?
Randy.
Father, we're praying for Randy.
Pray for his heart.
We're praying for his heart.
Yes.
We're praying for his peace of mind.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord, that whatever your perfect will is, it shall be done.
In the name of Jesus.
Your will does not have to match our will or our desire.
Yes.
Our will and our desire must match your will and your desire. It's not about us, it's about you.
Yes.
And the things that we believe that we want, only you know what we need.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And Father, we're praying for Randy, whatever your perfect will for his life, that's what we're praying, Lord.
Yes.
And if it is your will for them to remain together, because it's in the process of ending, it ain't done yet. But whatever your will is, that's what we're praying for.
Yes.
And that all will recover and move forward in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
For these are the end of days, the last times. This is all but it. And we don't want to waste time wasting time.
Yeah.
We want to press toward the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Give him strength to go through. Give them the power that they need to be what you've called and created them to be. Whatever sins, whatever has gone out, whatever has gone forth, Lord, protect your people.
Yes.
Protect your people. Protect your children.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so nice to see y'all in the house. I'm not kidding. It is good to see you. Girl, I didn't know your smile was that pretty. You always had the mask on. I didn't even know you had a smile. Amen. You don't know what people look like until you don't. I'm like, they have teeth. Oh, my goodness. She got teeth. Amen. She's got teeth. Amen. You look, it's beautiful. Amen. I didn't mean to make you, I just thought I'd say that. Amen.
Amen. So we've been praying for, trying to see if I can see his name. Let me look at last week.
Amen.
We have been praying for, it's Maria's husband. Does anybody remember Maria's husband?
I saw
him. And she couldn't go and see.
Yes. There was an update on that, wasn't it? Didn't she take him out? Or
Hold on.
Okay, I read something.
I'm getting there.
Amen. Amen. But while she's looking at, but some of you
Raymond.
For some of you that are sending me emails and things like that, I am getting to them as quickly as I can. I have asked my daughter. I have pages and pages and pages of emails, and I try to get through them and get through them, but sometimes it takes a minute. Some of you that have requested specific things from me, I have already started sending them out. I sent some out yesterday. I'll send some more out Thursday when we get back, but I am getting to it, so please be patient with me. And I don't mind if you send me the same email two or three times and say, I sent you one on this date or that date. That helps me to know that, okay, I missed one. People joining last night, I went through a list of people that are joining, last night, the church and the classes and all, and I'm playing catch up. So if you send me an email two or three times reminding me that I sent you an email, can you, I'm cool with that. Just give me the date and tell me what you want, and I'll try to address that ASAP. But have grace on the old boy, okay? Amen. Amen.
So Maria had asked us last week to pray for her husband Raymond, who was in the hospital.
They wouldn't let her see him, anything.
Well, she got in.
Yeah.
Did she get in?
She got in. She didn't get to see him, but she got in to take some of the things that she felt he needed.
Mm-hmm.
She now, this week, she's been saying she felt an urgency in her spirit that he needed to come out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's not out yet,
uh-huh.
But she's still praying that he comes out because he's they have him heavily sedated.
Oh.
This I think is awesome. And all of his pain and all of his sedation, he has been praying for his family to know the Lord.
Because it's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Can we just raise our hand? His name is Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond.
And what's her name?
Maria. But hold on.
Oh, please. There's more? Oh, of course.
You get excited.
I do. Amen. I do.
So even through his suffering, he's been praying.
Mm-hmm.
And his family is seeing that. And they're starting to pull together.
Woo!
Themselves. They're starting to speak words of faith.
What?
They're starting to pray.
Look at God.
And see how God is going to move through this.
Yes.
Even though Raymond is tired, the family is pulling together. And his prayer is that they will see his salvation through his suffering.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my God. How awesome is that?
Yes. Jesus.
He's in a hospital bed praying for somebody else.
Yes.
Praying for his. How awesome is that? Oh my goodness, Raymond and Maria.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, just lift your hands up. If you can stand up, just stand up with me. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Me,
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This soldier is in the hospital praying that somebody will see what he's going through and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Recognize and honor God. He's not asking them for pity. He's asking them to lift up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this awesome testimony from Maria and Raymond. Father God, we're praying for his strength. We're praying, Lord, that you would complete the healing, that you will wake up the family and those that are having trouble believing. We're praying, Father, that you would stir up the atmosphere that he is in and the atmosphere that he's praying for, that you would stir up that atmosphere. Let eyes see the glory of the Most High God through this man. Strengthen Maria as she fights the good fight. Strengthen her, encourage her, lift her up in the name of Jesus, Father. And if it is your will, pull Raymond out of that hospital. If it is your will, lift him up before the eyes of those that don't believe or don't understand, and show them that you are truly, truly the living God. Father, they're already starting to take notice. They're already starting to pray. They're already starting to come together. They're already starting to recognize that something's going on. They're already starting to recognize that there must be a God somewhere doing what he's doing. Yes. Father, we're praying for complete victory for Raymond and for Maria, and for the salvation of the families and those that are affected and those that are watching to see what your next move will be. Yes. Father, we're praying. We're praying for the family. We're praying for that atmosphere. We're praying for Raymond. We're praying for Maria. We're praying for the families and their children and their families and those that are watching, the nurses and the doctors and the people that are in that atmosphere. We're praying. Yes. Break the chains, Lord. Open the mind. Remove the shutters from their eyes. Let the people see the glory of the Most High God.
Yes.
Make something happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
That's, oh my goodness. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. What else we got?
It's Karen. Karen is asking for prayer. Mm-hmm. Says that their life, along with their house, is crumbling.
Oh my goodness.
So the enemy is totally ruining their lives. Their family is turned against them. Her husband was driven away, and nobody was helping.
Oh.
As the house falls apart. Sorry. She's also saying that she needs work. She needs money to go to work, to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
She's just asking for a breakthrough.
Yes. Amen. Good morning, Brett.
Brent.
Amen. Good morning, soldier. Whew. I understand when it feels like the world is crumbling around you. And I understand when people are against you and the enemy's just using everybody, anybody that'll listen, whether they know you or not, just use anything and anybody to turn against you. And to, this is an attack that the enemy try to use to separate people of God. His thing is divide and conquer. If I can separate this soldier from anyone that would encourage them, from anyone that would help build them up, if I can help them feel that they have no hope, if I can help them feel that God has turned his back on them, or I've sinned so, or I must have done something that God is not listening, or God is not paying attention to me, or I don't know what I did, but I had to have done something. Job did nothing. Job did nothing wrong. And God used Job as an example. God bragged on Job. I'm not saying that this is necessarily the case, but I'm not saying it's not the case. God used Job and God said, have you considered my servant Job? Well, take the hedges away from him and he'll curse you to your face. God said, I'll take the hedges. Don't touch his soul. Don't touch that. That's mine. But if you want to, you know, mess around with the atmosphere, you go right ahead. Job's wife even turned against him. You ought to curse God and die. She'd have been gone. She'd have out the box right quick. You ought to curse God. He got, because he was in the flesh, he was aggravated and annoyed because he didn't know what was going on at first. He didn't know. But he never changed how he felt about God. He never stopped believing that God was who he said he is. He never stopped being who God made him to be. And at the end of that journey, he had more than he did before he even started. He had more at the end of that battle than he did before the battle even started. because God used him. He was faithful to God, and God blessed his faithfulness. Anybody listen to me?
Amen.
No matter what you're going through, you have to decide within yourself. There was a song that we used to sing when I was growing up, when I was a kid, when I was a child in church. We were growing up. They said, if I have to go by myself, I'm going to serve the Lord. If my mama don't go, I'm going. If my father don't go, I'm going. If my brothers and sisters don't go, I'm still going. I would like for you all to go with me, but I'm not going to stop if you don't go. If I have to fight this battle by myself, I'm still going. If I have to believe God by myself, I'm still going. As much as I would like everybody to accept God for who he said he is and let him be their number one, I can't make you love God like I love God. And even if you don't want to be with God, I'm still going. Yeah. And that's the way you have to believe. You have to believe. You have to decide. You have to take a stand. Whether God allows me to lose my life, my house, my shoes, my kids, my job, whatever, if I lose it all, it's not that God couldn't, it was his choice not to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's not that God can't, that's his choice. And if that's God's choice, then that's my choice. No matter what it looks like, no matter what people are saying. And remember, everything the enemy does is temporary.
Yes.
Everything he does. If he's attacking you and you're fighting back, it's temporary.
Yes.
If he's stealing things away from you and you're standing firm in God, it's temporary. If he's attacking your body, your mind, your will, and you are standing firm in God, reading, praying, lifting up God, no matter what the problem is, it's temporary. It cannot last. I'm a witness. It cannot last. If you decide I'm going to stand with God, even if it costs my life, there's only so much the enemy can do. And once he's shot his load and he throw the gun, he walks away. Because I ain't got nothing else. What else can I do? And God's like, see, now I can bless you. Now you can see my glory. Because even though you were feeling the vibrations of what the enemy was doing, God was taking the punches. Right? Even though the enemy is attacking you, he got to attack God first. The punch got to hit God before it hits you. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all don't follow. Look at our soldiers. God, I love that couple. You got to remember, the enemy cannot do any more to you than God allows him to do.
God has to give him permission.
God had to give the enemy permission to attack Job.
Yeah.
He has to get permission. And God's not going to put more on you than you can bear. Now, before you start shouting and say amen, a lot of times we put more on us. We put stuff on us that God didn't put on us. Mm-hmm. And we blame God for it. Mm-hmm. God said he ain't going to put more on me than I can bear. Yeah, but God didn't do that. You did.
Yeah.
You the one sleeping around with all those people and catching the heebie-jeebies. God didn't do that. You did that. So God didn't put that on you. You put that on you. Okay, but God will still be with you, but don't be giving God stuff you went out and got.
Amen.
But God is not going to put more on you than you can bear. Amen.
Amen.
I said that right, right?
I
know I said that right. Amen. So thank you very much. So what? Amen. So I'm just saying, if you hold fast, she didn't give her name.
Karen.
If you hold fast, if you decide in your mind that I'm going to serve God no matter what. And if God lets him take the job, let him have it. If God let him take the car, let him have it. One time, we had just got married, way younger than them. And they came and to hijack, what do you call it?
Repossess
the car. And the car was in the driveway. And I saw him backing up with the truck backing up. And I looked out the window, I jumped out the bed, I grabbed the keys and I ran outside. I said, here's the key, so you don't have to break the lock. I said, so I don't have to buy a new lock when I come and get my car.
Yeah, that's right.
Did I say that?
Yep.
And I handed him the key. And he looked at me like something was wrong. I'm like, no, because I knew who I was serving.
That's right.
I gave him the key. About a month later, we went back and got the car.
Mm-hmm.
Drove it till it fell apart. Drove it till it almost exploded. We drove that car down to the nubs. We drove that car.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Even if God let him take it, either God's got something else or God will let you get back what belongs to you. All I'm saying is this. Don't let your circumstances or your the appearance of your circumstance destroy your walk with God. Mm-hmm. Just because God's will is not always your will. Did I say that right? God's will. Just because David! Woo-hoo! Just because God doesn't want the same things for you that you want for you, doesn't mean that God does not want great things for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everything the enemy does is temporary. Don't give him the extended plan.
Amen.
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 Well, how do I give him the extended plan? By not believing and trusting in God. By not deciding within yourself that I'm going to serve God no matter what. And if you want this old broken down sugar shack, you can have it. Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Now we're going to pray for her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for the soldier, for the witness.
Yeah.
Father, we're praying for her. What's her name? Karen?
It's actually Karen.
Karen. We're praying for Karen. How do you know?
Because I was looking at it wrong.
Oh, okay. We're praying for Karen's testimony. I feel in my spirit that the Lord wants to give her a testimony.
Yes.
We're praying for her testimony. Yes. We're praying that she will stand tall. We're praying, Lord, that she will decide within herself, within her spirit, that I'm going to serve God no matter what the enemy does. Because greater is he, anybody know the rest of that? That's in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me, that's in you, than anything that is in the world. You got the juice. Amen, David. I missed you, boy. Hey, Joanna, how you doing? Give me some hug. Don't be walking away and seeing you in 2 or 3 weeks. Come on up here, gal. Oh, right in the eye, I kissed him. Amen. Amen. You've got the power. You've got Christ. You have God, all the angels, the heavenly court, the saints down here on earth. You have all the power in your hands. If you got to get your hands dirty and go through a little something, so what? Amen. You're on the front line on the battlefield. What you expect, a daisy party? Well, I couldn't think of nothing else. What do you think is supposed to happen when you're in a fight? Just standing there? You fight back.
Amen.
You just stand there and just let him hit you. Look, you better learn how to bob and weave. You better learn how to duck and dive. You better learn how to move. Amen. You can't just stay.
No.
Too late now. It's out there. No. It's out there now. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Far too many people saw that. You can't just stand there and let the enemy smack you around. You got to learn how to fight. Bob and weave. Do something. The effectual fervent prayer. Well, I'm not necessarily talking about her, but
no,
I'm just saying,
God gave us armor for a reason.
And you have armor, but you're just standing.
Right.
You know, you got armor, but you still got, David, am I right? I got armor, but I ain't going to stand and let you hit me.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He gave us armor to fight.
That's right.
Armor on the stand.
And just stand there.
Armor on to fight.
You do something. Just wasting my army to do something. Standing there just, woe is me. The enemy beating me up again. I hate them testimonies. Oh, the enemy whooping up on me again. Just a whiner. Just, hey, I know her. Amen. That's one of our soldiers. I don't know the enemy. I'm not talking about
Karen.
I'm not talking about you. But I'm just saying, the enemy beat me up again. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, Lord, come get me. Hurry up, Lord. And he's like, shut up and fight. Just fight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Karen. Karen, we're praying, Lord. We're praying, Lord. We're praying, Lord. We're praying, Lord. We're praying, Lord, that you would heal and deliver her. They got all happy and excited back there because some of our members probably. We're praying that you would heal her atmosphere, deliver her from that situation,
yes.
Give her that testimony so that she can minister to others that you are a God of war. Jesus said, I am the captain of the Lord's army.
Yes.
What does an army do?
Fight.
The army fights. And Christ Jesus is the captain of the Lord's army. If he's a captain of the Lord's army and I'm a part of Christ, that means I'm in the army too. I'm rolling with the captain.
Amen.
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 And nobody wants a wuss on their team. I don't. Because you can't trust them. They start shooting and they're going to turn the gun and shot you. Yep. You know, you waiting on them. You got me. And they way down there running. Amen.
Amen.
I prayed for her, right?
Yes, you did.
All right, let's go on.
Warhammer. This is an update concerning Myra. Mm-hmm. Myra is having surgery on the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
That is what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Is that Tuesday? It's Wednesday.
Okay. Myra's having surgery. She had to have the vertebrae replaced in her neck.
Oh.
Ouch. Where she previously, I guess the bone had grown over the disc.
Oh.
Right? And this is what's causing the severe migraine.
Yes.
Her father, Pablo, had surgery. I guess he had surgery to relieve the nerve pain.
Uh-huh.
And her parents are making a trip from New Jersey to help her in recovery. So Pablo and his wife is making a trip to help Myra recover.
Yes.
And remember, Myra and Pablo tend to have similar issues with nerves. And
oh. Pablo's
well enough to travel.
Oh, praise God. Recovery. Amen. Don't we have some awesome soldiers?
Yes,
I mean, around the world, we have incredible soldiers.
Yes.
We get testimonies and people talking. Oh, it's just, amen. Okay, so now, help me with the names.
Myra. We're going to be praying for Myra.
Myra's the one that's having a surgery because of the thingy in her back, in her neck, which was causing the migraines. Oh, yeah. And then Pablo,
who had
similar situations.
Well, he had nerve surgery.
And who else he's traveling with?
He's traveling with his wife.
With his wife.
So that they can go and take care of Myra.
Yes.
After her surgery.
Now, are they related?
Pablo is Myra's father.
Oh, amen. Okay. I got it. I'm not going to try to repeat it, but I got it.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus. I got it. All right. Myra.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I need David to stand in for Pablo. I mean, no. Myra. Pastor, stand in for Myra. Hit me.
You want me to?
See, I got witnesses. Be nice. Don't be agreeing with her.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning, Rev. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Myra.
Thank you.
Myra.
Yeah.
Can I get y'all to stay? You know, not that I'm so lonely because I have Jesus with me, but it would be nice to have a couple people up here with me. I don't have the heebie-jeebies, so if you can, stand near me. I promise to try not to touch you. We'd be all right. Amen. Although
if you touch me,
because you might be in close proximity. I'll try to keep that to myself. Just remind me of Paris. Paris, like, I ain't coming up to. Paris, like, no, I ain't coming up there. Amen. I love that boy. Amen. Myra, good morning. You look so happy. You look wonderful. Amen. I missed you. Well, I saw you this week, right? But I missed you. How was the birthday party?
Okay.
It was good. A lot of little kids. Oh, Lord. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I can take one or two at a time, but a whole gang of them, that's not my calling. Thank God. Amen. I almost called her Gail. Zoe, can you stand right here for me?
Mm-hmm.
Gail. What does Gail have to do with Zoe?
Amen.
Who said exactly? That sounds just like, you know, you didn't think that. That actually came out, right? Okay. Okay. Stand right there, baby. La isha shonamia la achas pandushami. Hallelujah. Myra. Yes.
Thank you,
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. First of all, we thank you because you said, enter to my gates with thanksgiving and to my courts with praise. Be thankful unto you and bless your name, for you are good. Your mercy is everlasting and your truth endure to all generations.
Yes.
We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are absolutely thankful unto you and to you alone, and we bless your name.
There is so much power in just his name. In just his name, there is so much power and authority. When you mention his name, the spirit world stands at attention, waiting for what's coming next. When you mention the name of Christ Jesus,
yes,
the spirit world takes attention. They stop and they listen. The angels listen. The atmosphere listens. Did you know when Christ spoke to the water, the waves settled down?
Yes.
When he was on that boat with Jonah,
yes,
the waves settled down. When he spoke, all he just spoke, be still. And they're like, no problem.
Bow down.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And they bow down.
Amen.
To be still.
Yes.
When God spoke to the sun and he said, now you stay there and you give the moonlight to reflect my plan. It's been doing it since the beginning. When he made the rain, the water stay up in the atmosphere until it was time to fall, it did that. Y'all, he didn't have to come down and oversee it. He spoke it,
yes,
and it was done.
Thank you, Lord.
You think God can't pay a light bill? You think God don't have houses and cars? You think God can't heal you when you're sick? And if he doesn't heal you, it's not because he can't. He just chose not to. Maybe God wants, maybe he wants you with him. I don't know. I'm just saying is, whatever God chooses, listen, the Bible says God is good and he is the only good, right?
Yeah.
My understanding of good is that every decision is perfect. Every choice is perfect. Everything he speaks is perfect and without flaw. That is what good means when it applies to God. So the Bible says he is the only one good. I get it. He is.
Yes.
So when God speaks and he tells you you're healed, you're healed.
Yeah.
When God speaks and says you are delivered, you're delivered. Well, how? Well, why? What? Sometimes you can mess it up by not believing, because the Bible says, "How can two walk together except they agree?" God says you're healed. I don't believe it. God says you're delivered. I ain't seen it yet. God says you are. I don't know about that. It ain't happened to nobody else. So now you're fighting against what God said. God said you're healed. I don't think I am. Even if I'm still limping, I'm walking in my healing.
Amen.
Because I know if God said it, it can only happen. It has to happen. If God said it, it has to happen, because the Bible says God cannot lie. So if God says you're here, remember, God is speaking the beginning from the end. Even though you're experiencing your issues now, if God says you're healed, God has already fast forwarded to the end of that situation. And at the end of that situation, you're healed.
Yes.
And so God is speaking what he knows is going to happen. You're healed. Even when you don't see it at that moment, keep stepping. You'll get to it. You follow that?
Yeah.
So when God says, oh, I've already delivered you from that, and pink slips are flying through the air like mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And then one day, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And all your bills are paid.
Mm-hmm.
And the tow truck turned around and went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor says, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. That was somebody else's chart we were looking at. I know, because some of those things happened to me. Oh my God. I didn't know how he was going to do it. I didn't care. I just heard he said he was going to do it. I didn't care how he did it. He did it.
Hallelujah.
So we're praying for healing.
Yes.
And if God says she's healed, she's healed.
Yes.
Whether God used a surgeon, a doctor, a back, somebody to twist your neck till it cracked, whatever God uses.
Amen.
For the healing is all right.
Amen.
If God don't heal me this way, I ain't healed. That's why you ain't healed.
Jesus.
If God don't make it come this way, it ain't God. That's why you poor, broken, hungry now. If God don't do it my way, it's not God. That's why you broke now. God's not in a box. You can't. How are you going to contain air in a paper bag with holes in it? How are you going to do that? You can't. If you want to operate out of a box, you're going to operate by yourself, because God's not in it. Did y'all catch that?
Amen. Yeah.
God's not going to. God has to have the freedom to do what he wants to do. You can't ask God to heal you and then tell him how to heal you. You can't ask God to deliver you and then tell him how to deliver you. You can't ask God to bless you and then give him written instructions on how you want to be blessed. This is a faith walk.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm sorry for all the talk. Well, actually, I'm not, but I'm sorry you had to stand through it. Amen. Give me her name again, Nikki.
Myra.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Myra's healing and deliverance complete. Ah! Her complete healing. Her complete deliverance.
Yes.
Her complete faith touched and elevated. We're praying that whatever choice you use for her healing, it is done in the name of Jesus. We're praying for her family, for Pablo and his wife. We're praying because we know you are the healer and the deliverer. We're praying, Father, we're praying. In the name of Jesus, we're praying because we know who you are. You have made yourself well known to us. We walk by faith and not by sight. I'm believing in my spirit that she is healed, and I am standing in the gap for her until she gets here. She is healed in the name of Jesus. Continually walking by faith and not by sight. If there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything that is not pleasing to you, remove it from her atmosphere. Move, clear the way for her healing, and speak the word according to your will for her life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Zora. I didn't get a hug from you. I just needed you up here.
So, you remember how you said Gail?
Yes.
Gail is my godmother's name. She died.
I'm thinking Gail might be in a good place. Because that's your godmother. I'm thinking Gail might be in a good place, girl. That's what I'm thinking. Look at you. Amen. Hey, Donita. Amen.
Keep going.
Okay, keep going. I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Another prayer from Warhammer.
Amen.
This is an update concerning Maria.
Uh-huh.
Maria's doctor, they did a biopsy on the breast and the lymph node, and they have come back that it is cancerous.
Uh-huh.
And so we are, they're asking for prayer for the cancer to be removed.
I am a believer. I am a firm, first of all, I'm a firm believer anyway, but I am an absolute believer. Amen. Y'all stop hugging up over there. I'm an absolute believer. Amen. David, go slap him, put some water on him. I'm an absolute believer. Y'all split it up. I'm an absolute believer. Young love, boy, I tell you. Whew. Thank God I'm past all that. Amen. I didn't mean it like that. Stop rolling your eyes. You know I'm in the same room with you, right? I can hear you. I can see you. You know, I'm right here. Amen. just in case you forgot. Amen. Amen. And I did see that, by the way, and that's not what I meant. Amen. But praise the Lord. Amen. I forgot what I was saying.
We're talking about
God is a perfect healer.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. He's healed cancer over and over and over just in this house.
Yeah.
Just in this house. Which means that since he has no respect to person, anyone that believes and walk by faith and not by sight serving the Lord, he'll heal him in any house.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. If they're his, he'll do what he wants to do. Amen. And not just cancer. I've seen in my walk through Christ in these many years, I don't want to hear, I see your lips moving, Abigail, when I say it in my many years. In my, no, you're not, okay, don't say nothing. That was my age speaking. Y'all hear her, anybody got any oil, just throw it over there. I've seen God do crazy things. I mean, it's crazy to me, but it's like breathing to God. It's just, he's just healing all sorts of, I gotta hurry up. One time we had a prayer service, not here, but another church I was at. It was crazy. Woman was pushed in there in her wheelchair because she couldn't walk. Or she was having extreme problems while she was walking. They pushed her in there with a wheelchair. We laid hands on her and prayed for her. At the end of the service, she was pushing the wheelchair to the car. Tell me that God is not a healer. And I've seen that over and over and over again because I know who God is. Amen. All right, I'm ready now. Come on.
Maria, we're praying over Maria.
I didn't pray?
You did not.
Well, why didn't you tell me? All right. Praying over Maria, the cancer.
Yeah.
Amen. Maria, God is the healer.
Thank you, Lord.
He is the complete healer. I'm believing that God will heal. I'm asking that God's perfect will be done. I am believing that God will heal. And in the process, during the process, you remain strong and tough in Christ. During the process, you don't let your faith wither not once. Amen. During the process, you minister and witness to as many people as the Lord allow you to. Through the process, you study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Through the process, you continue to be the soldier that God has called you to be. Through the process, you continue to be who God has made you, and watch God do what God does. Amen. Yes. Did I pray for her yet? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Maria. Right?
Yes.
We're praying for her complete healing. We're praying for her increase in joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. We're praying for their increase in joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Not sorrow, not pity, but joy. Not depression, not oh woe is me, but joy. We're praying that the Lord will increase your joy, because if your joy is increased, your strength will be increased, and your spiritual strength can speak to your natural body and cause it to be healed in the name of Jesus. Did anybody know that?
Yeah.
Your spiritual body that is strong in God can speak to your physical body and command healing in the name of Jesus. Didn't you know that?
Hallelujah.
Let your perfect will be done for Maria and your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lee is asking for prayer for her husband, Roger.
Yes.
Roger is preparing to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Lee is not in agreement. I'm
right.
going to paraphrase this.
Yes.
But Roger is from Africa and cannot travel without this.
Yes, I get that.
And so he is a God-fearing man,
mm-hmm.
but he is not a well understanding of the time.
Right.
And that's not a problem.
That's right.
And so she says she prayed about this, but of course he's
yes.
gonna do what he thinks is best.
Right.
She's leaving him in God's hands and asking
yes.
him to pray for her.
And that's what you do. What's her name?
Her name is Lee.
Lee, that's exactly what you do. You leave him in God's hands, because the shot's not gonna take away his salvation. His shot's not gonna make him less a believer or follower of Christ. It may jack his body up. It may cause other issues
yeah.
that are beyond your control. But it cannot steal your salvation. If you feel pressed, or you're pressed to do something like that, then it, we can only put it in God's hands. I ain't doing it, but we can only put it in God's hands and let God have his way. Let God intervene. Amen. Let God, we can't be involved with situations we have no control over. All we can do is turn it over to God. And he may feel that he has reasons that must be to do that. And if we don't know, but if that's the case, that's the case. But the shot can't steal your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The shot cannot steal your salvation. If you were saved when you took it, you'll be saved after you took it. And then whatever happens, it's all in God's hands. Amen.
Amen.
Again, remember, God won't put more on us than we can bear. But if you go out and get something, that's not God. That's you. God trying to help you through what you did.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. But we're standing with you, and we're praying for you and your family and for your husband. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand, what's her name again?
Her name is Lee. His name is Roger.
We're praying for Lee and Roger. Father, we're praying for wisdom and deliverance and recovery. We're praying for faith and steadfastness. We're praying, Lord, that you'd watch over them, keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected. Heal. Forgive any sin, unrighteousness. Cleanse hearts and minds. Let your perfect will be done. Give her peace that she has turned it over to you. And we ask that you watch over him, since he is a believer in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What she got? No, my thing dropped. Amen.
No, you are.
Okay.
Okay, Murphy is asking for prayer for his mom, Michelle, who is in ICU.
Okay, Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name, can y'all lift your hands for me for us? That's the other mom's name, right?
Michelle.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Michelle. Father, you understand what's going on in her mind, her body, her atmosphere. You know what's actually happening. You know the truth about what's happening with her body, her mind, her spirit. We're asking, Father, for healing and deliverance. We're asking, Father, that you would enter into that atmosphere. And if there's any sin, remove it. If there's anything that's not like you, cast it out in the name of Jesus, and let your perfection be made known to many, that you are still God, and you are still in control, and you are still the healer and still the deliverer. Let your perfect will be done. Give them peace in you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Kevin is asking for prayer for his father, Steve, mm-hmm. who is in the hospital with heart and kidney failure.
Heart and kidney. Steve is in the hospital.
Yes.
Kevin is asking for prayer.
Yes.
Amen. Steve is in the hospital. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you praying for Steve, you said he has heart condition?
Heart and kidney failure.
Heart and kidney failure. Oh, my goodness. Father, he needs those things to work on his behalf. And whatever has been affected because of that, Father, we're praying for a divine awakening in this, in Steve, right?
Yes.
In Steve's atmosphere. Good morning, Jaco. We're praying for a divine, there needs to be an awakening in Steve. Something needs to be revealed, realized, something. I don't know if he's a believer or not. If you can find out whether he's a believer or not, I would like to know. What's the son's name?
Kevin,
is your father a believer or not? Asia, if Kevin responds, let me know. I just want to know if he's a believer, because I keep feeling that he needs to be awakened. Amen. I don't really know what that means, but that's what I'm feeling. Father, let your perfect will be done. Touch his heart and his mind. If there's any sin, forgive him. If there's anything in his atmosphere that is not bless you, remove it, that you would get all praise, honor, and glory from his deliverance. Touch his son and their families in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We want to pray for the Freeloo family.
Yes.
We want to pray for Destina and family.
Yes.
And then, of course, we want to pray for Sean.
Yes. The Freeloos, the whole family got the heebie-jeebie, didn't they?
Destina and family.
Destina and her family, too? Mm-hmm. Good gravy. The heebie-jeebies, the whole family got the whatchamajigum.
The flu.
Yeah. Didn't I say that?
No.
Man, they got the whatchamacallit, the thingy, the flu thing, the whole whatever that is. All of them got something. Amen. So we're praying for the whole family. Say amen. Whatever it is that's affecting those families, we're praying against it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever it is. You put whatever name on it you want. But whatever it is, we're praying that the Lord will release, will heal those families, will bring peace and comfort to those families. It's the Freeloo family, it's Destina and her family, and it is Sean and their family.
They don't have the flu, but Sean's eyes.
Sean's eyes and the husband's back. Mm-hmm. Whatever's going on, and not just them, but even your family. If there's something going on in your family with your loved ones, if there's something going on, whenever you hear this prayer, I just need you to point toward me, if you will, please. Amen. You okay, Abigail? Amen. Whatever's going on, amen. Amen. He's a memory now. Whatever's going on, whatever's going on in your household, that's affecting your household, when you get an opportunity, just and close the door, son. Okay. Whatever's going on, just point your hand like this toward me, if you would, please. Because it doesn't matter where you are. God is on the throne, and God speaks, and his voice carries wherever he wants to go. There is no proximity is not a problem or an issue for God. Amen.
Amen.
Distance is not an issue for God. Whatever you're dealing with is not an issue for God. The Bible says, what is easier for me to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or be thou healed? It doesn't matter. When God speaks, He heals and forgives. Amen. It doesn't matter. Even if you think that, even if the doctor says there is no way you're going to get through this. I got a brother named Marcus. Ask him. Amen. If no way you can get through this. I know some people you can ask. When other people said they ain't no way that situation is ever going to change. I know a few people. Amen. So don't trust CNN. Trust GOD. Yes. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that's reaching forth, every person who has issues with their family, every person that's dealing with some type of difficulty, some type of issue in their home, whether it's healing in their minds or their bodies, or whether it's financial, or whether it's mental healing, or whether it's their jobs or their transportation, their finances, whatever necessary. The first thing I'm asking, Father, is that you would forgive them of any sin or unrighteousness. If there's anything in their life, in their atmosphere, that's causing them to be affected, we're praying that that would be removed and sins be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Because I know for a fact you will not bless and agree with sin. Yes. And if sin is the issue, then sin needs to be dealt with first. Amen. And so if forgiveness needs to be ask that they will ask for forgiveness. If healing needs to be, whatever healing must come forth, whatever is necessary to bring that family into right standing with you and to bring them into healing and deliverance, bring them touching their finances, touching their bodies, their mind, whatever the condition, you are God. And there is no condition, no matter how great, no matter how many, that you have not already overcome. And it, you said, ask and it shall be given. You said, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. You also said, we walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm not going to depend on what I think I see, but I'm going to depend on what you have already promised me, what you have already written in my heart, what you have already said in your word. We bless you for so many things. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We are so out of time, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're going to call it a day. Remember, we'll see you next Sunday. There is no Bible study this week. There is no Hebrew club this week. But God willing, we will see you Sunday in Jesus' name. In the cloud. Come here. Come on. Come on. Say it real nice and loud like you mean it.
In the crowd or in the cloud.
Amen. God bless you, soldiers. God bless you. Amen. Amen. It's finished.